This is Weed.
And this is Whack with Rowdy Gardens. We're an organic gardening show focusing on doing it yourself in the garden to save money.
Right. And I've been drinking way too much coffee. I've managed to cut back to one cup a day. I'm now down to one cup of real coffee and decaf the rest of the day. And I've been drinking these delicious herbal teas, and I started reading the ingredients on these herbal teas. And as I go down the list, I'm like, oh my goodness, I could grow that. I do grow that. And, you know, so I do make teas out of herbs in the backyard, but not as much as I could. So
You're thinking about doing it more.
To save myself money, because I love to drink coffee all day, and now I drink decaf all day, and it's getting a little expensive. So I've always loved making sun teas and things like that. I'm going to experiment with making more hot and cold teas from herbs I grow. And you know more about herbs than I do. I'd like to read off a few of the ingredients I see on the back of my tea bags.
Sure.
And let me tell, and you just pipe in about whether you think we can grow it. Yarrow, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, you can grow that easy.
Echinacea, the coneflower, of course, sure. The daisy. I have that in my backyard.
Yeah,
no, I've never used it in teas. I see it in a lot of ingredients, particular medicine. Chamomile.
We've grown that.
I've never grown it, but I'm going to.
It's a nice flower. Because I drink tons. Looking little white like daisy with a yellow
right.
center.
Lavender. It's like, I've got lavender. I've never used
that.
It for mint.
That.
All kinds of varieties
yeah.
of mint. I've got that.
Spearmint, peppermint.
Now, to be fair, mint I do add to my teas, my homebrew teas.
Sure.
Lemongrass, I do want to grow that.
Lemongrass. Now, you can grow lemon balm.
That's on the list.
A Quaker tea.
I have lemon balm, and it spreads like mint. It spreads
yeah,
everywhere.
Right, it's in the
so
mint family.
So I have that. Now, this one, anise. I have.
Anise?
This one.
Anise.
Yeah.
And hyssop.
Yeah. I love the licorice-flavored herbal tea. So
you can grow that.
Yeah,
it's a
I'm going to
grow that. I've never grown it, but that stevia.
Yeah, that's what sweetens. And lemon balm, of course.
Stevia.
Borage.
Borage
is another one. Hops, I'm noticing.
So borage, we can grow that. You can grow that.
Rose hips and rose petals. Now, I have roses, but
is it
have
a certain type of rose?
It's not going to kill you from what I've read, but it is a certain type of rose that's sweeter than others. So you could do that.
I've seen rose hips growing at the shore that were really big.
Poppies.
And that might be one that's sweet because of all the salt.
Rosemary, sage. I always mispronounce it.
Nasturtiums.
Hibiscus, ginger. Ginger's on my list. I make I slice my own ginger and put it in hot water and drink that every day. So I already do that. But the list goes on and on. I'm only halfway through. You got bee balm. I mean, it just goes.
That's dill,
catnip, pineapple sage, Santa
yes.
geraniums. It goes on and on and on. So I'm taking over. I'm making a pledge that I'm going
to
buy less expensive decaf and drink more stuff, either fresh or dried, that I've grown in my own backyard.
And grow those plants on that list.
Yeah, so my takeaways would be
that would be cool.
Look at your herbal tea bags. Chances are some of those ingredients might already be in your backyard. So and experiment with growing your own and making mixes. When I do my herbal teas, feel free to use honey and lemon if it's too bitter.
Chicory.
I mean, the list goes on and on. Like, if you were to walk into an herbal med shop, I mean, the walls are just covered with all kinds of things. Now, there are a lot of these are bitter and not going to taste good.
Yeah.
So I'm after things that actually sort of taste good because...
chicory is a substitute for coffee.
Because I'm an addict to having a mug in my hand all day long. That mug used to be filled with coffee. Now I want it filled with stuff I grow.
Yeah, I drink a lot of tea,
thanks for indulging me, folks.
The key is to grow our own teas.
About
so
my own little
spend less money.
Pet project of trying to drink more teas and stuff that I grow myself.
Because we can't grow coffee.
I would if you could. Oh, I was down in visiting my daughter in New Orleans. I walked into her backyard. There's a lemon tree going there.
Yeah, lemon trees. Oh, I'd love and all that. Yeah.
I'd love
lime trees.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. I'd like to experiment.
Yeah, like avocado. I'd love to have green because all that stuff.
Lemon is a major ingredient in any tea, herbal tea I make.
I lemon every morning.
Yeah.
First thing every morning.
Anyway, we're blabbing here. Thanks for listening to our yakking about an herbal tea garden.
grow your own teas. Tell us about it.
This is Weed signing off.
This is Whack from Wowdy Gardens. Join us next week, and we'll be back.